A decade-old book documents that the Catholic Church knew for some time about priests who sexually abused minors. Frank Bruni is the co-author of A Gospel of Shame, Children, Sexual Abuse, and the Catholic Church, which was reissued this week.
This book was originally published in 1993 because there had been a rash of sexual abuse cases in the church that came to public light in the early 90s, including in 92 the case of Father James Porter, very much like some of the cases you're reading about now, you know, decades of abuse of children while church leaders transferred him from one parish to another, one diocese to another. So this was, in fact, well known back in the early 90s.
So what's different now, 9 years later?
Church leaders know better now, and they cannot say that they don't know better. It's really important to kind of look at it from a historical perspective when you're assessing whether they're going to do the right thing now and whether what they say they have learned or haven't learned, whether that really holds water.
Well, you write that some 1,400 priest molesters have come to the attention of U.S. courts. How many of those are lawsuits? How many of those might become official criminal trials?
That's a combination of a bunch of things. The fewest number of those would be ones that have come to criminal trial. And it's important to say that until recently, and this is one of the reasons why this problem has festered, civil and criminal authorities didn't want to examine and go after the church with the kind of vigor that they would, say, a school system. There was definitely, you know, a kind of timidity about taking on the church, especially the Catholic Church, which is, of course, the biggest denomination in this country. So a few of those are criminal, you know, maybe probably several hundred. More are priests who've come to light through civil actions, that kind of thing.
So these were thought to be isolated incidents 9 years ago?
Well, the church was saying that. I mean, the question is when they knew it was more than that. In 1985, there were a group of concerned Catholics within the church who actually wrote a report saying, we are seeing a rising number of these cases. We're seeing a rash of them. This is going to be the biggest problem for the Catholic Church in the next 15 years. That's what they said. They even put a figure of $1 billion that it might cost the church, a figure that has proven to be prescient. So the church has known about this for a long time. I think it refused to accept for an even longer time that this was more than isolated cases. But when this book was originally published in 93, I mean, there are scores and scores of cases documented in the book. And, you know, and that was just what we knew about at the time. There's a lot more that people never hear about.
Did any church official 9 years ago take this seriously?
Yes. I mean, some of them did. The problem here is that there is no binding national policy for the Catholic Church that can actually tell every bishop in the hundreds of dioceses around the country what to do. So you can have 24 bishops who are really acting in responsible ways, and you can have another 50 who aren't, and short of the Vatican stepping in and saying you must do X, Y, and Z, which they are loath to do, you're always going to have church leaders and dioceses around the country that aren't kind of up to snuff on their response to these things. There is a historical resistance by the church to let criminal authorities too much into their affairs. And you have to remember, the Vatican is looking at this globally, and there are some countries in which the actions of the police probably aren't as trustworthy as we hear. So it's a little tricky.
I'm sure many Catholics want to make this scandal go away, but what can they do? It involves the clergy and the laity.
I think it's hideously disillusioning. I mean, it is just shattering, especially for the victims of these crimes, when somebody who is supposed to be your spiritual guide, your leader, the person you look up to, turns out to be capable of such incredibly destructive and callous behavior.
Frank Bruni is a reporter for the New York Times. He is co-author with Eleanor Burkett of A Gospel of Shame, Children, Sexual Abuse, and the Catholic Church.